Just another day, just another day, just another day to be grateful and try my damnedest to make the best of it, you know, because you're not guaranteed to get another one. I'm not guaranteed to get another one. I have to make the best of the day that I have. Got to make the best of my time, you know. You know what time it is, right? You know what vibe it is, right? That's right. And for those who may not know, first time checking it out, it's vibe time. You're vibing with Reeves. Yeah. Let's get it. Let's go. Yeah. What's goody? Yeah. All right. You know what's funny? It's great to plan your work and the work you plan, right? I'm trying to do that even more. Like, plan the work, work the plan. But what happens when things don't go according to plan? You gotta fix your plan. Do you keep going? Do you try to alter your plan according to the changes or the things you didn't foresee? Because guess what? In life, stuff happens, man. There'll be things that don't go down the way you planned it to go down. There'll be surprises. There's just going to be things that you didn't foresee that will happen. And you tried to foresee. You tried to see around that corner. But you may have seen a few things around that corner, but then there's something else behind that shit that you didn't see that was behind that corner. And surprise! Now you got to move out the way, the defensive driving, and get back to what you're doing. And that is life. There'll be stuff you didn't see coming, and you have to deal with it. Or you're going to let it derail, you're going to have to move out the way real quick, then hop back in position and keep going. Because if you let it derail you, that's not good. I mean, there's always going to be things that pop out of nowhere in life. And you're like, oh, sweat. Where did this come from? I didn't plan for this. I didn't account for this. I said, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. This is going to happen. This is going to do things that are beyond our vision and mind, what we can see. Still have to plan. Still have to make plans. Still have to work the plan. And, you know, I'm just saying, you just have to account for some things happening that you can't account for. There's some things you don't know what happened. You just got to be flexible enough to not let that break you. You got to be flexible, not brittle. So, you know, it doesn't break you or stop you. Like, oh, I didn't expect that. So now I'm going to just fail. I didn't expect this to happen. Got to be flexible to deal with things. Because I've had stuff happen like that. And had to be flexible. Had to learn to keep going. You know. Sometimes the stuff that come across that corner that you can't see. Yeah, sometimes that stuff is a motherfucker. No, that's just a mug. You're like, oh, that shit will hit hard. And it'd be hard to get up off that floor. I can't lie. It sometimes be hard. It'd be like, ugh. Knock you for a loop. You know. What can you do? Still try your best to get up. Get back at it. You know. And get back into your game. Get your game face back on. Get your mind back in the game. And go back at it. But yeah, that's definitely things that'll knock you for a loop out there. I'm sure you know. You probably been knocked for a few loops, got back up off your feet, brushed yourself off. Like, damn, where'd that come from? Sheesh. That was wild. I didn't expect none of that. And then, you know, got back into the game. Sometimes it may take a little while to get back in. Might be a little gunshy after that. But, you know, eventually you get your mind right. Get back into it, you heal. And, you get back to it. But you can't let life, them things just knock you out with life. Just stay down, just stay out. That's not good. You have to get back into it. Sometimes there'll be good stuff to come around that corner too that you didn't expect. That's another thing. Like, oh, sweat. I didn't expect a blessing to come over this way from this. You know, you're so busy working, so busy doing what you did, doing the plan. Something else happened that you didn't expect to happen, or maybe you expected it to happen later, and it happened sooner than later. Accept that, you know, and still try to keep your mind right, keep your heart right. Don't go around thinking you're better than people now, because things are going your way. Something good came around the corner. That's great. Don't think you're better than people now, and don't get beside yourself. Stop working in. Because something bad could come back around that corner too and knock you back on your ass and humble you. You don't want that. That's, I say balance. Because there's good and there's good things that can happen in life, there's bad things. So I try to keep the balance, you know. Me. Don't let something make me feel like I'm high in the sky, like I'm better than everyone. Then when the bad hit, wouldn't the reverse be true? That means I'm worse than everyone. I'm garbage. I ain't shit. Because the bad stuff hit. And I was like, nah, I'm just trying to be in the middle. Where you at? In the middle. Oh, sweet. Y'all know that song. Marco, where is it? David in the middle. Ah. Sorry. That was bad. That was bad. Schoolheads know just how bad that was. New school people, like, what is he talking about? Yeah, but try to stay on my thing. You know, things come out the corner, good, bad. Sometimes things come out the corner, and you just gotta work. Like, oh, sweat. This is an opportunity, you know. But it may come around the corner, and then you gotta work, and you might not feel comfortable doing this extra work, but. You're trying to live up to the opportunity that's there. You're not trying to let it pass because you can't dictate where the next opportunity is going to come at you. You don't want to miss something because you was too comfortable and said, no, I'm not going to do the extra work. This just came out of nowhere. Sometimes things happen and you can make it into something even better, but you can't be prepared. That's why they say if you get ready, you don't have to stay. I mean, if you stay ready, you have to get ready. You gotta be as ready as you can, but sometimes things come out of nowhere. You gotta decide if you have to let that slide or if you're gonna try and get it. Some may get an unexpected opportunity, unexpected blessing, unexpected hard lesson. Things happen, you know. You just try not to let things take you out the zone and learn whatever you need to learn from it. And make the moves that you need to make during and after, you know. If you mess up a play, sometimes that does happen. I mean, it's part of human nature. You're not always going to get it right. It's part of life. You know, there'll be mistakes being made by others and you're on the spot. And there'll be mistakes that you make the others on the spot, you know. Learning from the mistakes of others is important, but learning from your own mistakes is just as important. You don't want to keep doing the same thing over, but learn from it all and give yourself grace too. Don't knock yourself out all the time. Hold yourself accountable, but don't be extra. You know, don't be beside yourself. Some people beat themselves down about things all the time. That used to be me. What? That used to be me. That was me. And so I had to learn. Show myself some mercy. Show myself some grace. I believe I've shared that with you before, but I know there's a lot of people who have had the same issues and who are going through the same thing right now. So, you know, sharing can help. And share if you feel comfortable with it, you know. Yes, I feel and I feel comfortable with it. What's good? Get vibing. You're vibing with Reeves. Let's go. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going, y'all. Yeah. Do you believe in only having a plan A? Or do you believe in having a plan A and a plan B? Or you one of those people that say, hey, I got a plan for each letter of the alphabet. Every letter of the alphabet, I got a plan. Just in case things don't work out. You know what I mean? Some people say, no, I'm going to make this work. Plan A is the only plan. Plan A or it's plan A. And everything, any strategy they come up with is just in support of plan A, the only plan. Some people say, okay, plan A don't work, I'm an alternative plan. Some people, like I said, they got from A to Z. Their alternative plan has an alternative plan that has an alternative plan. So, you know, just out of curiosity, which one do you think is the best way to go for you? You know? You know, that's a good question. Plan A or plan A through Z? Which do you have? You know, that's something I'm curious about. Let me know in the comments, you know. Just think about that. Just think on that. Leave it in the comments when you get the answer, you know. Let me know. Yeah, you know, that's a good question. That's a good question. Each comes with a different philosophy. The plan A people, the plan A only plan A, those people have a different philosophy. The plan A and plan B, they have a different philosophy. And the plan A through Z, they have a different philosophy. So, just think about that one for a minute. Confession. This is a new segment I'm doing, and it's called Confession. A new segment of the Vibe with Reeves podcast. Yes, it's called Confession. All right. Confession, I admit. Here's my confession. I admit that I used to eat syrup with my McGriddle at McDonald's. That's right. If you know the McGriddle, you know it's like the sausage, egg, cheese, and for the bread it's two like pancake muffins, and they have syrup infused into it, baked into it, pancake syrup. It's sweet already. I used to add extra syrup on top of that. Like one or two packs. Sweet for no reason. Like diabetes. Does not exist. I used to do that. Yes, I did. He said, no, you didn't. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. McDonald's people looking at me crazy. Like, can I have some syrup, please? Like, it's already on the, for what? The McGriddle. Like, it's already baked in the McGriddle, sir. Yeah. But I want some more. I had to put more on there. They look at me, like, with a look of sheer horror on the face, like, dude. And then they're like, okay. Look at me weird. But yeah, that was that. And I also confess, I admit, I used to put sugar on my Frosted Flakes. I'm not the only one. Y'all not gonna play me like I'm the only one who ever poured sugar into that bowl of Frosted Flakes. Yes, even back in the days when they had more sugar on it, I still poured sugar on it. I just didn't pour as much. That was my thing. I poured sugar on Frosted Flakes, which is crazy looking back at it now. Cause it's like, oh, this cereal, which is nothing really but flakes and sugar. Yeah, let me add some more sugar to that shit. Yeah, that's what it needs. This bowl of cereal that's nothing but sugar, you know what? It needs more sugar on it. Sugar on top of sugar, underneath sugar, infused with sugar. It's just a milky bowl full of sugar. Yeah. Surprised I still have teeth. It was crazy. It's crazy. You know, of course I stopped. You know, I stopped. I don't do that anymore. I don't even eat Frosted Flakes anymore. I don't pour sugar on Frosted Flakes. I don't do that. But I still put sugar on my grits. I don't care. That's forever. I still put sugar on my grits. Sugar and butter. I don't put milk on it as much as I used to. But still, you know, every now and then I will. But sugar in my grits. For life. Sugar on my grits for life. That is my confession, you know. I admit, yes. Scared, speak, you scared. Motherfucker, yeah, that was my joint. That was a dope line for Method Man on the Wu-Tang Clan Forever album. And that wasn't even him rapping. That was just him talking in between different verses. You know, it was dope. It was dope. But, back to the vibe. Back to the vibe. Yes, it's true. Well, I confess it's true. And, I try to develop better habits. That's the thing, you know. Sometimes we have to develop better habits. And it get hard, you know. So if you're trying to develop a better habit, you know, just know you got to keep doing it. Whatever you're trying to develop, you have to keep doing it. You got to keep practicing at it. You can't do it like once, twice, three times. Do it three times. Think, oh, it's a habit now. Unless what you're trying to do is like crack or something, you know. Unless what you're trying to do is a drug, you know. Then, yeah, that might pop up and be a habit early from the first time you do it or something. Other than that, anything, any other action, you want it to be a habit, you have to do it a lot. You have to keep up with it. It has to be done a lot. You got to keep on with it, you know. And sometimes that'd be the issue with me, you know, like that. I want this to be a new habit. I have to keep doing this. You're like, wow, how many exact times do I have to keep doing this? Then you might get tired and then go back to something. I was like, oh, man, I went back to what I'm trying not to. But it's the habit thing. You have to do it a bunch of times before it becomes like muscle memory or whatever. And you do it. I'm curious, how many times do I have to do something for it to become a habit? You know, I know breaking the habits are hard, but, you know, making a habit can be hard too. Once you're trying to make a habit and it's in your mind, you're on the conscious level making a habit. You're trying to make a habit, rather. You're fully aware that you're trying to make a habit. Then it's not easy. Then it's harder. When you're making a habit and not realizing it, it's easy because you know you realize it. Let's say your habit is to drink all the time, every day. Drink it every freaking night, every freaking day. You're gonna be drunk in every freaking way, you know. I know that Josie song, but you know, I remixed, I flipped it. But you know what I'm saying? You may not realize you're making it a habit. You're just having fun, you're doing something that you like it. And you, next thing you look up and, oh, this is a habit. You know, saying, yeah, I'm trying to develop a drinking habit. So, you know, that's one thing. Make a habit. But now, how many times I got to do that? Act or whatever. For it's officially a habit. Just, you know, just curious. You know what? Consistency. It definitely helped with the habits thing. Consistently doing things, you know. Now that I think about it, I guess consistency would help that out. But if you're trying to build a habit that's outside what you're usually doing, yeah, it's going to be hard to be consistent. But, you know, consistency overcomes resistance. So that might be the first step, probably consistency. But, yeah. Sometimes I lose focus. You ever lose focus in mid-conversation? I do that. Just lose focus, you know. Start talking about something else when I was talking about one thing or the other. Maybe I should eat more fish. Yeah. Go back to eating more fish, more salmon and things. That would help. You know, keep up with the vitamins, you know. That should help do more brain exercises. Get into that. I should get back into that. Get more brain exercises. You know, that helps. Because, I mean, think about it. If you exercise the body, you should exercise the mind as well. You know, don't just exercise one. Because you need both to function. You need your body. You need your mind. You know. So, that's some important things right there. Need both. Definitely need both. To function and be good, you need both. You need both out here, you know. And that's something I will work on. Maybe crossword puzzle, Sudoku, whatever the case may be. It's always good to test yourself, to train yourself, to stay on point, stay chiseled. That way you can stay ready and you don't have to get ready for something. You know, if it's one of those things, like I said, that comes from around the corner, you know, you might be able to dip, dive, jump over it, you know, block it, or just hop up and embrace it, you know. Might be ready for that challenge that comes from around that corner, you know. The more you stay ready, you won't be ready for everything, but you'll be ready for as much as you can, you know, because there is such thing as surprise. Be as ready as you possibly can. That's what I say, and that's what I'm trying to live up to. So I'm definitely trying to live as hard as I can to live up to. Don't want to be the person that just has a bunch of advice and can never take it. You know. Trying to do my thing. And enjoy life. Gotta grind, gotta stay sharp, also gotta enjoy life. Life is meant to be enjoyed. You gotta cherish the times. And understand that it's not guaranteed. And on that note, I'm out. You know, I believe I shared some good points, some things to think about, some things to laugh at, whatever. Something to vibe to. And enjoy y'all weekend. Enjoy your week. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your life. Love it. Love your life. And stay up, y'all. Follow the podcast, Vibing with Reeves. And stay up, y'all. Thanks for your time. Peace.